I've spent more hours than I can count in the shop. And if there is one thing I have learned, it's that your hands are your most valuable tools, but also the ones you should use the least for holding things in place. You might think that a firm grip is enough to steady a board while you're drilling, or that you can just brace a piece of plywood with your knee while you're making a quick cut. But that is exactly how accidents find a way into your afternoon. There is a specific kind of peace that comes when you stop fighting the material and let a set of clamps do the heavy lifting for you. It changes the way you work from being a struggle of strength into a process of precision. When the wood is truly immobile, your mind is free to focus on the tool in your hand and the line you are trying to follow. The first thing you have to understand about clamping isn't just about tightness. It's about the physics of pressure. You aren't just squishing two things together. You are essentially creating a single, solid mass out of separate parts. When I first started out, I had this idea that if I didn't see the wood fibers literally groaning under the pressure, the clamp wasn't doing its job. I remember working on a small mahogany side table, a piece I had spent weeks prepping. I grabbed my heaviest iron pipe clamps and cranked those handles until my forearms burned. I felt proud of that strength until I came back the next morning and released the pressure. The wood had deep, ugly circular indentations where the metal jaws had bitten in, and the glue joint had actually starved because I'd squeezed every bit of adhesive out of the seam. I had to sand for 3 days just to hide the damage I'd done in 30 seconds of over-tightening. That taught me that clamping is a conversation, not an interrogation. You want enough pressure to close the gap and keep things from shifting, but you never want to crush the life out of the material. Before we even reach for a tool, we have to look at the workspace. I always make sure the surface I'm working on is flat and clear of debris. Even a tiny stray wood screw or a dried bead of glue trapped under your workpiece can act like a pivot point once you apply pressure, causing your boards to tilt or marring the underside of your project. If I'm working on something finished or a soft wood like pine, I make it a habit to keep a handful of scrap wood blocks nearby. I call these pads or cauls. By placing a small piece of scrap between the clamp jaw and my actual project, I ensure that the pressure is distributed across a wider area, and that any metal-on-wood contact happens to the scrap, not the piece I'm building. It's a simple layer of insurance that saves a lot of heartbreak later. When we move into the actual execution of a task, like a glue-up or securing a board for sanding, the way you position the clamp matters just as much as how hard you turn the handle. If you are joining two boards edge to edge, you want to place your clamps every 8 to 10 inches. If you only put one big clamp in the middle, the ends of the boards are going to want to splay apart. I like to start from the center and work my way out to the edges. As I tighten the first one, I'm looking for what I call the squeeze out. This is when tiny, consistent beads of glue begin to poke out from the seam. That is your visual cue that the surfaces are in full contact. If the glue is running down the side of the wood like a waterfall, you've used too much or you're pressing too hard. If there's no glue appearing at all, you might need to snug it up just a hair more. Safety is something that should feel like a natural part of your rhythm, and with clamps, it really comes down to stability. Whenever I'm using a power tool, especially a router or a circular saw, I never trust my own weight to hold the workpiece. I take the extra 10 seconds to cinch a quick grip clamp to the edge of the workbench. You'll feel a difference immediately in the vibration of the tool. When the wood is loose, the tool vibrates against the wood, and the wood vibrates against the table, which creates a chatter that can make the saw kick back toward you. But when that board is clamped down tight, the vibration is absorbed by the entire mass of the workbench. It sounds different, deeper, and more controlled. You can hear the motor of your saw working steadily, rather than screaming as it fights a shifting board. there is a tactile feedback you get from a good clamp that tells you when it's right. As you turn the screw of a C-clamp or an F-style clamp, there's an initial resistance as the jaws make contact. Then as you continue to turn, you'll feel a steady buildup of tension. It should feel smooth and firm. If you feel a sudden snap or a skip in the threads, stop immediately. That usually means the clamp is misaligned or the material is shifting underneath it. I always use my free hand to feel the seam or the alignment of the boards as I'm tightening. You can actually feel the board sliding into a flush position under the pressure. If one board starts to telegraph or lift higher than the other, I back off the tension, realign, and try again. Once the clamps are set, the most important thing you can do is leave them alone. It is incredibly tempting to want to move the piece or check the underside, but any movement while the glue is setting can break the chemical bond that is forming. I usually give a project at least 30 minutes for a basic tack and several hours for a structural hold. You'll know the glue is starting to set when those beads of squeeze out turn from a liquid white or yellow to a rubbery, translucent state. If you can poke it with a fingernail and it feels like a hard eraser rather than a liquid, you're on the right track. Learning to trust your clamps is really about learning to trust your own preparation. When you realize that you don't have to be the one holding everything together with your own muscle, you start to work with a level of calm that makes every cut cleaner and every joint tighter. You find that you aren't rushing to finish before your arms get tired. Instead, you're just standing there beside the bench, watching the work take shape exactly the way you planned it. It turns the shop from a place of labor into a place of craft. We've got the piece secured now, the workspace is safe, and the material is exactly where it needs to be. That is the foundation for everything else we're going to do.